Told you once, now tell you twice. The way I feel, here's my advice. I told you once, now the way I feel, here's my advice. Now tell you twice. The way I feel, here's my advice. I told you once, now tell you twice.
You're listening to God's gift through His word with Tanika Drake. Yeah, that's right.
Hey, Miss Tanika, what's going on, girl? You know I had to give you a call back and rock your world and say thank you so much. You know, every time I hear your lovely voice, I just seem to blush and I can't get enough. I figured I'd give you a little call back and do it a little different for you, something you've never had before from me, a brighter day instrumental, baby. So let's get it, all right? Ooh, yeah, ooh, yeah. I said, hey, I said, hey, I said, hey. Yeah, I said, hey, Miss Tanika, it's nice to meet you. You a radiant positive light. I love everything you do, day or night. I think that I'm with you. Everything is all right. I hope you having a beautiful day, as beautiful as you, because you deserve the best out of life, and it's true. I hope you understand that I appreciate you, even if I don't always get over to your station to make you smile. Just know that I'm thinking of you and everything that I do. I hope you having a great day, Miss Tanika. That's all I wanted to say. Hey.
You're listening to God's gift through His word, and here is your host, T. Drake. And be sure to tune in on your favorite podcast platform daily for more inspiration.
You are here working in the midst. I worship you. I worship you. You are here working in this place. I worship you. I worship you. You are here moving in the midst. I worship you. I worship you. You are here working in this place. I worship you. I worship you. You are waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are. You are waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are. You are here touching every heart. I worship you. I worship you. You are here healing every heart. I worship you. I worship you. You are waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are. You are waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are.
What's going on? What's going on? This is Ann Capone, and I don't go a day without listening to God's gift through His word with Tanika Drake. Keep listening.
This is D. Wynn from the D. Wynn Legacy Podcast, the owner of D Souls Productions, LLC. Entrepreneur, producer, and soon to be at your service. And when I want to calm my mind, body, and spirit, I come over and listen to the soothing voice of Tanika Drake on God's gift through His Word.
You are listening to the God Gift Through His Word with Tanika Drake. This is your friend and former media broadcasting entrepreneur in podcasting, Joby D. And you are here, and she will be back right after this message. Stay tuned.
Have a product or a business and would like to get the word out to advertise here with us here on God's Gift Through His Word, call us here at 657-222-1597. Again, that phone number, very important, so make sure you write it down, 657-222-1597. Or guess what? You can email us here at ggthw18@gmail.com. Again, that email address, ggthw18@gmail.com.
Hello, this is Pastor Jay of Walk of Truth Radio Network coming over to say hello to my friend and my fellow podcaster and the greatest motivator in the entire world. Everybody talks about my motivation, but I tell you what, if you really want to get motivated and inspired, come over to God's Gift Through His Word and listen to my sister in Christ, Tanika Drake. Yes, this is Pastor Jay. Saying, if you want to be encouraged, blessed, and be at peace, come over to God's Gift Through His Word, Tanika Drake, the greatest podcaster and motivator of all times. This is Pastor Jay. Love you, Tanika. Peace.
Hello, hello, everyone. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Happy Thursday to you. I know you may have been listening out for me, and perhaps you may have just recently heard an episode. Maybe you just recently found out that I released episodes. So I've got to go back because Wednesdays I just released, and I got to go back and go release Tuesdays. But don't think that I haven't been doing my thing, because I do it. Sometimes life just gets in the way, right? So we still have to do what we have to do to make it through. And we know who we are. So I'm going to be sharing with you guys. This is a long title. I'm going to figure out how to cut it down, or maybe not. But wear your gift with the whole armor of God. I like it. Well, I definitely have some announcements, and I'm going to be sharing those with you guys. Updates, okay? For those of you who may not have heard, but I will be updating you guys very shortly. So, before I get started, I do want to pray, because I want to do that first, and then I'll do the announcements, and then we'll have our message and our scripture as we always do. We love that over here on God's Gift Resort. So let's go ahead and pray, and then we'll get right into the announcements. Gracious Heavenly Father, Lord, thank you for this amazing day. Lord, it is just time to just pause, Lord, and yield to everything that you are, who you are, Lord. And I'm so thankful and grateful and just humble, Lord, for the opportunity to just yet once again, Lord, come before your throne of grace and say thank you. Lord, you have spared me time and time again. You spared my family. And Lord, you have always been there for me, no matter what. And Lord, I'm thankful that you know the truth and you know things that we've gone through that others may not understand, but you, Lord, you know. And you've always been in our corner and always been with us. So Lord, I'm praying for those who are listening on today and they need encouragement. They need something to uplift their spirits, Lord. Lord, I'm praying that you would give me the words to share, to encourage, uplift, and let that person or those people listening understand that they are precious in your sight. And Lord, they are needed and they are important and they are special. Lord, we know that we are no special than anybody else, but Lord, because you have created each of us individually, Lord, we are special to you. So Lord, I hope that as I share, Lord, that message is conveyed, that they are fearfully and wonderfully made, and that the sacrifice of the Lord Jesus Christ was not ever done in vain. And Lord, that they know that they were bought at a precious price and their life is valuable. So Lord, I thank you for this time. And I am praying, Lord, that you help to renew my mind, always giving me wisdom, Lord, discernment to know. And Lord, focusing on the truth and walking in the Spirit. Lord, I'm just awe and floored, Lord, sometimes by how you just move in my life. So Lord, I thank you for all the many blessings that you've bestowed upon me. And Lord, I'm just asking for my friends, Lord, that you would touch them, Pastor Jay and his entire congregation. Lord, that whatever the new time is calling for, whatever the new change is calling for, Lord, that you let them maneuver in that. Lord, sometimes old things are time to let them go and it's time to step into something new. Lord, you're always doing something new. So Lord, let them embrace the new changes that may be coming. Lord, I also pray for my sister Dorothy. Lord, I pray that you would bless her, keep her, and help her in securing housing, Lord God, with this new program that she's entering into. Lord, I pray that it would be favorable for her. Lord, I pray for Megan as she has just recently lost a loved one. Lord, be with her in her time of grief. Lord, I pray for Heather and her legal challenges, Lord, that you would help her to be able to overcome whatever it is, Lord, to help her build up her self-confidence and know that you've called her to something even more. Lord, I pray that, Lord, you just continue to use me as that vessel, Lord, to share and, Lord, not to allow negative Nancy's and those who are negative speakers to get anything that they've said into my spirit. Lord, help me to reject those things that have been said that are not of you, Lord. They don't help me to rise. They don't help me to stand in your glory. They don't help me to elevate your name, Lord God, and your name be great and be praised. So Lord, those things that have been said, Lord, I reject those things. And Lord, I pray that others would reject things that do not serve them. Lord, in the name of your precious Son Jesus, I thank you for all the opportunities that are coming. And I thank you, Lord, that you're opening many doors in many different ways. So Lord, allow me to have the ability to enter into all the doors or the certain door, Lord, that you would want me to go through. And help me, Lord, to use my ability in such a way that can help others just know who you are, Lord. In the name of your Son Jesus, I pray. All right. So, let's see here. Okay, I have announcements. So, I have been offered, once again, if you guys do not know, maybe you do, but I've been offered to be on my own TV show. Yay! How exciting! From podcast to TV! Very exciting. And I have been given an opportunity to provide that to others. So, podcasters, if you are a podcaster of faith, I'm calling for you. If you are interested in having your podcast go to radio, they have a way to do that as well. So I'm looking for 5 more people, possibly by the end of this week for tomorrow, that would be able to commit, and I might go live to extend this a little bit further so that people can get the information. So please, if you're interested and you would like to be on TV, I have five more spots, for you to take advantage of. So make sure that you contact me and you do your part so that I can help you to get into this opportunity, into this door. And yes, there is an investment, but it's not that expensive or that huge, but it does have to do with assisting for the programming and the marketing, the advertising, because things do cost money. So they have been able to provide a very, very reasonable cost to be part of this unique and amazing opportunity. Don't miss this window. Also, I have put up for myself, I'm going to start teaching about podcasting at the basic level, how to get that started. So if you're interested, and if you're listening and you found this podcast and you're interested in getting started in your own podcast and you'd like to have a free lesson, I'll be doing one in June, but if you'd like to have one before that, just like maybe a personal one for like 30 minutes, definitely reach out to me by email, ggthw18@gmail.com. And also, I will be doing classes very soon. So I'm going to be looking for at least 10 people who want to start doing a class. And of course, there will be a charge. So if you are willing and able, and if you will be able to make it, please let me know. I will be charging $25 per person. Not a huge amount, but it's only for 10 people. So I'm not trying to break your bank or anything like that. This is just a course to just get you started. And if you want to continue, we'll talk about more about that. But that's when I'm going to be starting some classes very soon. It'll probably be popping off in June. So if you are interested, please, please, please let me know so that I can get things together for you all. And you only need a couple of tools, your creativity and your phone. Okay. All right. So those are my announcements. I have a TV opportunity, and then I'm going to be starting to teach podcasting. So after all of that is said and done, we are done with the announcements. So let's go ahead and jump into the message. So I wanted to share from a few places today, and for backstory, I want to use a couple of scriptures, and I don't want to use them wrongly, but I want to use them for context of what I'm understanding and realizing that people that understand your gift, or they can see your gift, you may not understand your ability, but people can see where you're gifted. Some people can see it more than maybe you can. Sometimes I know where I excel. However, I don't look at it like it's that big of a deal. Some people do look at it as a big deal, and then they feel threatened by it. And that's a whole different animal that starts to raise its ugly head. So I want to talk about chapter 6 in Ephesians first. And I want to read verses 12 through 18. And then I'm going to go jump over to one of my favorite passages. Not the only one, but one. One of my favorite scriptures over in Proverbs 18:16. You guys know that I talk about that all the time. That should be my running theme, but I'll be over there in a bit. So let's go ahead and read from Ephesians chapter 6, verses 12 through 18. And I'll be coming through the KJV because for some reason, everyone, I still can't find my NIV. I think my kids hit it. I don't know. But I have two KJV Bibles and I cannot find my NIV for the life of me. I have no idea where it went. And I found an NASB, but I'm like, oh, I don't know. Anyway, all these different Bible translations and I can't find the one I want. And I have it. So anyway, let's go ahead and read. And it says, "For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day. And having done all to stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance, supplication for all saints. All right, and now we are going to go jump over to Proverbs 18:16. And that will be, of course, our focus verse. But it says, a man's gift maketh room for him and bringeth him before great men. Now I want to pause for the cause for just a moment. So we know that we have an enemy, which we just read about over in Ephesians, and I will echo that passage of scripture again, Ephesians 6, 12 through 18, which speaks about putting on the whole armor of God, because there is an enemy that you can't see, but he sees you, and he's very aware of you, very aware. Very cognizant. There was something before I jump with this. There was something that Pastor Jay shared to me, a YouTube video of this, I don't know, phony baloney preacher, teacher, I don't know what he was, something. And there was something that struck out to me within that particular video that the gentleman said. And it was funny, but it was serious. Saying that if you speak in the spiritual tongue, which is languages that are actually real spiritual languages, if you speak that, then the enemy can't understand you. And the gentleman says, the enemy was a fallen angel. He speaks fluent that. He's fluent in that language. What would you mean he can't understand you? Of course he can. It is amazing how people make things up, and then some people will just follow along. Yeah, that sounds good. No, it does not. It sounds ludicrous. It sounds like lunacy. What do you mean? No, of course not. He can understand you if you are saying stuff that is actually from the spiritual language. Of course he would understand. People just make things up. It's funny, but it's very serious, because people find themselves in bad situations, just as I did myself. And I found myself once upon a time in a weird cult type thing. And it is easy, if you don't know your word that intently. And not saying that you don't study. Some of us study very hard. We study the word. However, there are certain things that we don't look at because we're so focused on the word. Like sometimes we want to, and I know for me, so I'll just speak for my experience. I was so focused on just learning about the word. I wasn't focused on the other side of that. I didn't want to focus on what the enemy could do or what he couldn't do. But see, sometimes you have to be, like it says, you have to know what the enemy is doing so that you don't fall for his tricks. He has them planned everywhere. And he will use the very thing that you love to trick you. The very thing that you love. That's why it can be funny, but it's very dangerous. Because sheeps, right? People come in sheep clothing, but inside they are ravenous wolves. They have come to look like you, act like you, sound like you, but they care for you not. They're not there to make sure you have a saved soul and that you go to heaven. That's not their objective. It's to throw you off course. And to make sure you stay so far, of course, you end up going the wrong direction. So I say that to say this. We have gifts that we are enabled to do. and we do it by the grace of God. God gives us grace to do what we do, all of us. No matter what you're doing, if you're singing, God is giving you grace to do that which you do. So don't allow the enemy, which he will do, he will use people to make you contemplate, well, am I not doing what God would have me to do? Am I not where I'm supposed to be? Am I not saying what I need to say? Am I not performing like I need? What? Like, you get these questions, and you don't need to have those questions. You don't need to have someone put in seeds of doubt, because it's easy to have your own doubt. But you don't want someone to put in seeds of more doubt, that you sit there and you listen, and then you get upset and frustrated, as I did on yesterday. It was very apparent that when someone has your ear, you may not get an eargasm. Like I would like to say for some other things that I discuss, you may not get an eargasm. You might have something speaking into your ear, because it's going to get into your mind and sit and destroy the beautifulness that God has placed there. Don't let that happen. You have to reject that idea. Whatever terrible, poisonous idea they have started to venomously spit into your ear. You don't need a snake speaking to you with slippery, slick, sideways talk, okay? Slippery, slow speaking, silly sayings, okay? All right. Now, I spoke like that because that should remind you of a snake or a serpent. You have a gift. We all do. You need to be operating in the grace that you can do your gift, that call on your life, effortlessly. It should come natural and easy to do. And it is so important. Loves, dear hearts, beloveds, that you listen very carefully and understand that what God wants you to do and has for you to do, that you can do and walk in it with confidence and boldness. Remember, the enemy can use people to destroy your confidence as well. It can happen. And that's where some of my saints, some of my believers, some of my dear hearts have been severely damaged. You're not damaged goods, but I'm saying you have been damaged by people coming and saying evil, wicked things. That's where the depression and anxiety comes from. These are things very, very real, and you know why? Because people have over and over and over beat people down to the point that they doubt and start to just coil up into a ball and start to pull themselves away from life and become super overly depressed in a state of anxiety and panic attacks. Mental health for this month is a real thing, but I want to encourage you to be careful of whom you speak to and whom you allow to speak to you. If you're not strong enough to listen to certain people, I would advise you, as a very strong suggestion, don't have them on a phone call with you or any other place where they can speak things that are negative. Because some people think that when they say things, they think that they are encouraging you, but they're not. They're not encouraging you. They're not uplifting you. What they're saying is a whole bunch of hashtag trash. I'm sorry to say. You have to be mindful of that. Because in Proverbs 18:16, it says, a man's gift maketh room for him and bringeth him before great men. God's going to do that with your gift. It doesn't matter what people will say or try to convince you of. It doesn't matter. Just like I've sang before, and I will continue to sing it again. What God has for you is for you. It doesn't matter if this person or that person doesn't believe you belong in a certain place, or doesn't believe that your gift is anything, and doesn't believe you have anything to share. It doesn't make a difference. Whose report will you believe? You believe the report of the Lord. You believe what the Lord says. You believe what the Lord Jesus Christ died for. You don't give one ounce of iota of getting frustrated as I did. And I'm telling you, because I'm unhappy with myself with that. Not angry, unhappy, which I'm easily able to take care of. But I was unhappy that I even took an ounce of listening to that individual and putting that in my spirit, having that sit in my mind. And to mull over it, absolutely, I was unhappy with that. Like, Tanika, what are you doing? T. Drake, what are you doing? What are you doing? Sometimes we do that. We take these things people have said to us, and we keep it, and we hold it. No, reject that idea. Reject it. You can listen, but do not internalize what people have said about you. And it took me a couple of days to just expel the venomous, disgusting stuff that had been said to me. You don't have time to listen to the garbage. You have time to get rid of it. Like I said, people believe that they're telling you what they know. They don't have an idea or clue. When we speak on people, you must be mindful of what you're saying, because you have no idea who they are for real unless you know them closely and intimately, and that you are a very good close friend, or that you've known them for a period of years. If you don't, how dare you speak things over their life? You don't know them like that. I dare not say something like that to somebody I have no idea what God has called them for. And I, in my self-righteous, high and mighty way, say this person can't do this, that, and the third. The nerve of me. That is cockiness, pride, and arrogance to the fifth degree. I hope that, loves, when you listen to this and you hear what I'm saying, I'm not saying this in anger. I'm saying this in encouragement and power for you. There are too many saints that have walked away from the church because of something that somebody said. And they said it in malice. They said it thinking it was caring, and they did not care. I beg you to think of, before you speak, think of the person as a higher person than you. Thinking about them higher than you think of yourself. As we've been told to do, not thinking about yourself higher than you ought, but focusing on others, putting their needs and seeing them as important, amazing people, because they are. Some of us don't understand people. All people are valuable, from the homeless person on the street to the executive in the boardroom and everything in between. You cannot think that human life is not precious and valuable. Everyone has a job, has a call, has an assignment, has a mission. So don't allow the enemy to get inside your head and let those things sit there and fester. You need to take some time to detox from the junk that's been said. Do it. If you need to take time to detox from social media because it's full of stuff you just don't want to see for a while, do it. Whatever grounds you back to the Lord Jesus Christ so you can do what you need to do and be very effective with it, do that. But don't allow people just to say stuff that causes you to be miserable like them, because the saying is true, misery loves company. But excuse me, I don't want to be part of the company. I would like to exit stage left. Exit T. Drake. Thank you. Understand? When you can insert your name there too. Exit stage left. Insert your name. I'm not part of this conversation. unless you're bringing to me something of value that's going to increase and help me, I don't want no parts of your talk. Recall it. Understand that. All of us need to do that very, very carefully. Be very selective of who you have talking to you. Because sometimes people come and they think, like I said before, they think they are offering you help and advice. They are not. They're offering you something to down you, discredit you, make you feel like garbage and less than. I shall not allow that to be so. Not for me. And I don't want you to allow that to be for you either. I don't care where they are. I don't care what position they have. You don't ever allow somebody to do that to you. And I think that'll be the last time that I allow that to happen from certain individuals. I have to listen. And I said, I'm not one that just pops up at the mouth. Recall it for myself. I must remember, and I do this often. If I don't have anything good to say, I speak not. I don't say anything. Understand? That is a word of just sheer, utter suggestion and wrapped in a nice bow of advice. But I don't want to advise you to control you. I would say that advice is for you. Don't take my advice and like, oh, she's telling me what to do. No. This is only based on what God says. You don't have to believe anything I say. I just ask you to consider it. Many people will come in your ear and many people will say ridiculous stuff. You don't have to accept it, reject it. And then remember who God has called you to be. So wear your gift and make sure you're always wearing your armor, the full armor of God, so you can withstand the enemy and his trickery, slippery, slick ways. All right? So I love you guys very much. I thank you guys for being here and listening and tuning in. Please remember to get back to me for that announcement. And I'm going to do my best to go live today and share a little bit about that very quickly. And if you want to be part of that, I need 5 more people that would like to sign up and be on the TV show or even have their own TV show. Please do let me know. And remember what I say, to be blessed, motivated, always inspired to do what God lays on your heart. And hey, I'll be getting ready to teach my first podcasting class. I'm going to start volunteering to do it in my area. I'm going to be volunteering to teach podcasting. So I can't wait to start doing that and then start working on teaching you guys. So if you don't have a podcast, and I'm talking about podcasters, you already know how to podcast, not them, just the ones that want to do podcasts. And I'll be just charging $25 for that. So this is going to be simple, easy, breezy. Yes, like CoverGirl. Not for you, man. Like, I don't wear CoverGirl. I'm not talking about you guys. You guys wear Fresh and Irish Spring. I don't know. Anyway, you guys have an amazing day. Remember to be blessed, motivated, always inspired, once again, to do what God lays on your heart. And don't let those slippery, slick people say stuff to you, because it's just not what God would have for you. So go out there, be great, wear your armor, share your gift, be amazing. God bless your hearts. Take care.
Give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks to the Holy One. Give thanks because He's given Jesus Christ His Son. Give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks to the Holy One. Give thanks because He's given Jesus Christ His Son. And now let the weak say, I am strong. Let the poor say, I am rich because of what the Lord has done for us. And now let the weak say I am strong. Let the poor say I am rich because of what the Lord has done for us. Give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks to the Holy One. Give thanks because He's given Jesus Christ His Son. Give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks to the Holy One. Give thanks because He's given Jesus Christ His Son. And now let the weak say I am strong. Let the poor say I am rich because of what the Lord has done for us. And now let the weak say I am strong. Let the poor say I am rich because of what the Lord has done for us. Give thanks.
Hello, everyone, and thank you for enjoying my mom's show, God's Gift Through His Word. I hope you guys have a lovely day, and I hope you guys stay tuning in to my mom's show.
Tuning in. Today's episode was brought to you by the gift of finding God's love, guilt and shame turned into my shine. That book can be found on Walmart.com, Amazon.com, and Barnes & Noble. Definitely get your book now. And don't forget, you do not need to be hurt. So be blessed, motivated, and inspired. Happy reading, everyone.
Hey everyone, it's your girl, Tanika Drake, T. Drake, if you prefer, and I'm so glad that you are here tuning in to God's Gift Through His Word. I hope that you will check me out on your favorite podcast platform, wherever you can tune in and download your favorite podcast. Besides that, get in contact with me on social media. You can find me on Instagram, GGTHW, the number 18, LinkedIn, Tanika Drake, Facebook, Tanika Drake, and you can also join the Facebook group, GGTHW. Come in there and share, and I am looking forward to connecting with you on different ways and levels. So tune in, check me out. Also, you can find me at Twitter, God's Gift Through His Word, at Tanika. So go ahead and tweet me, Twitter me, however you want to do it. But let's stay in connection. Let's grow together. Let's share together in the word of the Lord and in inspiration, motivation, and encouragement for one another. So tune in and every day know that you are fearfully and wonderfully made. There is nobody like you. So remember what I always say, to be blessed, motivated, and always inspired to do what God lays on your heart. Take care and thanks for tuning in.